Support for today's broadcast comes from Strategic Farm Marketing. Strategic Farm Marketing is now holding a series of risk management seminars throughout Illinois and Indiana. Information on seminar dates and locations is available at sfarmmarketing.com or 800-383-0046.
It's 8:50 on Morning Edition and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending January 18th. It looks like this in millions of bushels. Wheat, 9.0. Corn, 39.1. And soybeans, 22.6 this year and 0.1 next year. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. Cash hog prices in the Midwest direct markets today are called mostly steady, but there is some uncertainty about good buying interest and how it will be for the balance of the week. Terminals are called steady to weak with tops from $38 to $45. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $38. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, January 24th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,172. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $50.50 to $61. The weighted average, $57.75, a gain of $1.57 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.50 to $48, the weighted average $45.60. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $12,272. The base price range was $51 to $62.50. The weighted average was $59.34, a loss of 20 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $40.57 to $48, and the weighted average was $44.95.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. You know, Dave, yesterday I listened to you and Drew Lerner talking, and India seemed to come up there, so I'm going to get into the Asian weather a little bit today. With no significant rain falling in the key crop areas of India yesterday, and the outlook remains poor for significant moisture over the next week to 10 days. Totally dry weather may not occur, but the few showers that do occur will not be significant enough to reverse the trend there. And rain is needed to support the reproducing wheat, rapeseed, mustard, and winter sorghum crops across India, with continued dry weather in February having a significant negative impact on production in the dry land fields there. And China's weather, no significant precipitation fell yesterday in the eastern China areas, and not much was expected over the next 10 days. High temperatures yesterday in China in the 40s and 50s, low temperatures varying in the teens and 20s in the Yellow River Basin, with 20s and 30s southward through the Yangtze River Basin. As long as we're in that part of the world, let's talk about Australia. Scattered thunderstorms occurred in about a third of Queensland and New South Wales sorghum and cotton countries yesterday. Rain was light in the heart of the key crop areas, where locations reported more than 0.4 of an inch. Locally heavy rain occurring in the immediate west areas, west of the key production areas, that is, possibly impacting a few minor production areas. A few showers occurred in northeastern New South Wales, with rain totals mostly under 0.4 of an inch. The remainder of the nation mostly dry, high temperatures mostly 80s with some low to middle 90s. Frequent showers and thunderstorms will occur across eastern Australia the next couple of days. Some of the rain may be locally heavy, and many areas in eastern Australia will be impacted at one time or another. Queensland, the wettest. Daily rain totals could vary from a quarter to an inch most often. There will be a number of locations that receive more than an inch with the heavier downpours. Drier weather will return to Australia by late this weekend and early next week. Less rain is predicted for Australia in the second week of a two-week forecast period. And in South Africa, not much rain fell yesterday. High temperatures, mostly 80s and lower 90s. Isolated showers and thunderstorms will occur on a near-daily basis through the next coming week. Resulting rainfall will reach up to a half inch occasionally, while most areas will receive less than that. Coverage of the measurable precipitation anywhere between a quarter and 50% from one day to another, with most of the nation not likely receiving enough rain to counter the evaporative losses. As far as South America goes, still looking at wet conditions in central and central south Brazil. Rain is still expected across most of Brazil's country, crop country, at one time or another during the next week. Amounts will be greatest and most frequent in the same center-south crop areas that have been too wet for several weeks. Minas Gerais, São Paulo, eastern Mato Grosso do Sul, and southern Goiás will receive 1 to 3 inches, and a few local amounts could get up to 4 inches or more by this time next week with the isolated heavier thunderstorms. Rainfall elsewhere will range from a half to an inch and a half of rain. Bahia and portions of Rio Grande do Sul will be the driest. The second week of the two-week forecast period will continue with rain on a near-daily basis in central and northern portions, while the southern areas start to dry out. Rain should diminish in central south areas of Brazil after around the 4th of February. As far as Argentina, again, conditions there look absolutely fantastic for the crops there. Showers and thunderstorms occurring through Friday with many areas being affected. No excessive rain is expected, just enough moisture to maintain a very good outlook for summer crops there. Less frequent and less significant rainfall is expected for the next week, with the next period of showery weather beginning around the 3rd of February and continuing in through the 8th of February. And now a quick look at the United States weather, where we do expect the much colder conditions after a brief warm-up in the Corn Belt. Sharply colder air is overspreading the Great Lakes, accompanied by widespread snow showers, mainly downwind from the Great Lakes, across the Ohio Valley and the greater and lower Great Lakes region. Previously wet fields are becoming frozen. In the south, warm weather continues across the southern tip of Florida. That's about the extent of warm weather for the country. Dry conditions persist there, but a chilly rain falling across the northern half of the Florida peninsula, with cool, dry weather prevailing elsewhere across the south. In the west, cold weather lingers across the snow-covered portions of the Intermountain region and the southern Rockies, mild conditions returning to California. And on the plains, mild weather across the northern portion of the region, contrasting with lingering chill further to the south. Winter wheat's productive snow cover is sparse across Montana and South Dakota, but shallow to moderately deep snow in most areas from Nebraska southward into the Texas northern panhandle is providing protection for the crop. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 489, up 2 1/4, last trade up 5 1/4. July, 498 1/4, down 1 1/4, last trade up 2 3/4. March wheat at the Board of Trade in Chicago opened at 468 1/4, up 2 1/4, last trade up 4 1/4. July, 489, up 1, last trade up 3. March corn opened at 402 1/4, up 1 1/2, last trade up 4 3/4. July, 419, up 1/2, last trade up 3 1/4. December, 398 3/4, up 1, last trade up 2 1/2. March beans opened at 717, up 2, last trade up 4. July, 743 3/4, up 1/2, last trade up 5 3/4. November, 767 1/4, up 1/2, last trade up 1 3/4. March soybean meal opened at 208.50, up 10, last trade up 80. March soybean oil opened at 29.25, up 2, last trade up 10. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
What do you make of export sales today?
Really outstanding on the corn, came in at 31 million bushel. However, when you compare that to a year ago, it's small. I think the trade will look at this as another good week, and the corn market will be up 4 to 6 cents at the opening. This March corn looked awfully good last night overnight in the 404 area, Dece at 402. I think there are going to be some pretty critical areas. I look for that to be support for today. Still be talking about what funds want to do. If there continue to be buyers, then we'll be working higher. If they'll take positions off like they did yesterday, we may sell off.
Seems to me the export sales number for soybeans wasn't all that bad either.
No, it was really good, too. It was at the very high end of the trade estimates at 22.6 million bushel. That's a good sign to see these exports. We are kind of front-loading our bookings here. No big problems in South America, maybe a little bit too wet in southern Brazil. But as your weather guy just pointed out, that area could provide some drying. A lot of resistance on the March beans in the 720. That was yesterday's high, 725. Left a little gap up over 720 yesterday. We'll be 2 to 5 higher at the opening today on beans.
We took a bruising loss yesterday, and the exports just 9.0.
Yeah, the exports were pretty light. The low end of the trade estimates were around 14 million bushel. So coming in at 9 looks pretty light. The wheat market's been a follower lately, and it will continue to try to follow the corn. So I would expect that we'll see 2 or maybe as much as 3 or 4 higher on the wheat just based on spillover buying from corn.
Turn your attention to the Merck, please.
We'll probably see a kind of a mixed day in the cattle. This cash market's really struggling. The cutouts have lost over $3.30 in the first 3 days this week. That's going to be tough. Futures be down 20 to up 20 type of thing in the cattle. On the hogs, I think we've got a little firmer action going. The cash looks like it wants to stabilize. The futures yesterday were driven higher by a very strong belly market. The hogs will be up 15 to 50 points this morning at the opening, I should think.
Ellen, thank you for your analysis. Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.